Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Roland the Thompson Gunner.
Hi folks, this is Bob Main. I am your host of the Handgun World Show. Why do I carry a gun? Because I can't carry a cop. Thank you for listening. This is episode number 20 of the Handgun World Show. And before I get into today's subject matter, which is basically the gun control debate, you're going to hear from both sides of the gun control debate, I do want to say thank you. This is episode number 20. This show cannot be possible without you. The listener count continues to grow. Thank you very much. If you are tuning in for the first time to the Handgun World Show, this is a practical show, not a technical show. I am not a gunsmith. I am probably not going to talk to you about how to trick out your AR-15 or trick out your pistol and stuff like that, because I really can't tell you that kind of stuff. I am just a private citizen, a practical shooter, someone who believes in the Second Amendment, and somebody who believes that I have a right to defend myself. I'm not ex-military or ex-law enforcement. You're just going to hear from a practical guy like me. I do have a laptop and a microphone, and I do like to talk about my favorite subject, which is shooting and owning handguns. Every once in a while, we talk about long guns, but primarily because it's called the Handgun World Show, that's what we're going to talk about. So again, thank you for tuning in. Couple of announcements real quick. This is a short show, by the way. We're going to keep this down to less than a half an hour today. But I want to make a couple of announcements. It'll take me about 60 seconds. First of all, if you use iTunes, if you have an iPhone or an iPod device, you can definitely find us on iTunes. Search the Handgun World Show, and it will pop right up. You can download any of our episodes off of iTunes. The main website, www.handgunworld.com. And then the last announcement that I want to make is subscribe to the show. There is a subscribe button, big orange button on the main website that lets you subscribe with any kind of an RSS reader, or you can just go ahead and subscribe on iTunes. How do you like that? That was quick, right? Quick announcement phase, so let's dive right into the main topic matter. The gun control debate. Hey, I forgot something. Before I get into that, Merry Christmas to all of you. Since we're so close to the Christmas season, I want to make sure I put that out there. This is a great time of year. It's a giving time of year. I hope that Santa Claus brings you some self-defense tools. But Merry Christmas to all of you. And as you know, I am politically incorrect. So I am going to go ahead and say Merry Christmas. I respect everybody's belief system, and I respect everybody's religious belief system. I happen to have a Christian faith, so I am going to say Merry Christmas. But if you are not of the Christian faith and you are listening to this show, welcome. Thank you for listening. Whatever the holiday season means to you, I wish you a happy and a joyous one, okay? All right. Now, let's talk about the gun control debate. I have received some comments recently that this show tends to be one-sided, and those are actually valid comments, so I don't want this show to be one-sided anymore. So I have a couple of audio clips. I've got three of them I'm going to play for you. And you're going to hear both sides of the gun control, or both sides of the self-defense debate. Let's put it that way. You're going to hear from people who are in favor of it. You're going to hear from people who are against it in terms of gun control. And you're going to hear my take on both sides of that. So let's dive right into it. I am going to play an audio clip for you here. It's about a little over 3 minutes long. Good old Ted Nugent. We all know Ted Nugent, don't we? Whether you liked his music or not, he's a very well-spoken advocate of the self-defense right, the right of the Second Amendment. So, I want you to hear from Ted Nugent first. And again, I told you, we're going to have a balanced show here, so you're going to hear the opposite side. But first of all, listen to this clip here. Ted Nugent being interviewed on, let's see here, I think it's Texas Monthly was the, Texas Monthly talks Ted Nugent. They interviewed him about his thoughts on the Second Amendment and the right to defend ourselves. So go ahead and listen to this 3-minute audio clip here, and I got some comments about it when it's finished up. Here you go.
Second Amendment, gun control. You've been on the NRA's board since 1995, mm-hmm. and this is a subject that you maybe feel more strongly about than any other.
I believe that a
make your case.
I believe that a person's moral compass can be determined by how he references free men the right to defend themselves. The Second Amendment is so obvious to me, it's insane that there's an argument. God gave, let's pretend there is no document. Let's pretend brave families didn't leave the tyrants and the slave drivers of Europe so that they could practice the religion of their choice, so that they could speak out without being murdered, that they could produce wool without the king's men coming and taking it from them every season of harvest. Let's pretend none of that happened. Let's just pretend this guy named Ted Nugent parachuted onto Earth and woke up one morning and saw these wonderful resources and had dreams of excellence and being the best that I could be. I don't need a document, and I don't need another man to explain to me that I have the right to defend my gift of life, and that there is an argument in America from Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me. A good law-abiding citizen, not convicted of a felon. The Second Amendment of our Bill of Rights is my concealed weapons permit. Period.
That's it?
That's it.
So no limitations of any kind that you can see?
None.
That's it.
The limitation should be, instead of arresting people for molesting children 24 times, I would rather the dad walked into the room, found a person molesting that child, and blew his brains out. I would rather that the lady in Massachusetts last month who was taking her daughter to soccer, who was carjacked by a recidivistic maggot who'd been in the prison system all his life but was let out again because we feel sorry for him. Maybe he had a bad childhood. Instead of her being hijacked and murdered, I'd rather she just shot the bastard dead. But in Massachusetts, somebody decided she can't do that. So she's dead. I would rather she was alive and the carjacker was dead. I'm weird. I would rather that the guy who beat this lady to within an inch of her life in Waco, on parole was he, phenomenal, and beat her to within an inch of her life in front of her grandchildren with a whiskey bottle. I would rather she fell to the ground, pulled out a .38, and shot him 6 times in the chest and killed him. Am I weird? Because the guy is going to get out again. I don't like repeat offenders. I like dead offenders.
Wow. I think Ted Nugent needs to be more clear, don't you think? Don't you think he needs to be a little bit more exact about his feelings? Well, okay. I guess we pretty much got the scoop from Uncle Ted Nugent, didn't we? And, you know, he makes some pretty good points that are pretty hard to argue with, I'd have to say. And perhaps we may save ourselves a lot of money. We may save our country a whole lot of money in incarcerating some of these people that really are never going to reform. That reform argument is just kind of bogus to me in many cases, if you want to know the truth. However, because I promised a balanced show, now you've heard from Ted Nugent. Now I want you to hear from a prominent politician. Ted Nugent talked about this politician in that little audio clip I just played, Senator Dianne Feinstein, a big proponent of gun control. It seems as though the gun control issue is off the table for a while, but not off the table completely. Okay, so I want you to listen to Dianne Feinstein. This wasn't too long ago when they interviewed her, and Again, as I mentioned, it seems like for now, the gun control issue is off the table for the politicians in our government, but not permanently. So those of you who are thinking that this is a dead issue, think again. Listen to this clip, about a minute and 20 seconds. Here you go. Listen to Senator Feinstein.
Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was the author and champion of the assault weapons ban in 1994. Senator Feinstein wants to reinstate the assault weapons ban. But what are her chances? She admits she's facing daunting opposition.
The National Rifle Association essentially has a stranglehold on the Congress.
Has anybody, the Democratic leadership in the Senate, or anybody from the administration looked at you and said, back off?
No. Nobody said a word to me.
And what about President Obama, who NRA supporters like to call the great gun grabber? His website says he wants to make the expired federal assault weapons ban permanent. But the White House doesn't seem to be interested in bringing it up anytime soon. There's some sense that the president has so many crisis issues on his plate right now that the idea of bringing up guns, which is considered part of the culture wars, would be such a diversion.
I agree with you. I wouldn't bring it up now.
So you're going to hold off?
That's correct.
And you
pick the time and the place, no question about that.
I'll pick the time and the place. No question about that. Pretty interesting. They're going to bring it up again, folks. This is not a dead issue. So those of you who are believers in the Second Amendment, those of you who are believers in possessing the firearms that you feel necessary to defend yourself, these people do want to take that right away. I don't know really what is so ambiguous about the Second Amendment. And, you know, the assault weapons ban, let's face it, folks, there's nothing in the United States Constitution that regulates what type of weapons we can own. It simply says that we have the right to keep and bear arms, period. And if the courts or the legislators want to try to regulate the type of weapons, in my opinion, that is unconstitutional. And as Ted Nugent said, the Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit. I really humbly believe, and you may disagree with me, it's okay to disagree, folks. Matter of fact, this is your show. If you want to disagree, I want to hear the comments. Please get on the blog and send me a comment. It makes for good discussion. We definitely need to have both sides of the argument. Here's my side of the argument. Okay, why do we need a concealed carry weapon permit? That's unconstitutional. To force people to be licensed to exercise their Second Amendment right. Are there any other rights in the Constitution that we are forcing people to be licensed to carry out those rights? I don't think so. If I'm wrong about that, you let me know. So really, for the states to regulate as they see fit the license requirements to carry a concealed firearm, to me, my humble opinion, is wrong. However, for those of you who feel that that is not wrong, and for those of you who feel that we do need to have some type of gun control in this country, the next audio clip that you're going to hear is Don Lemon from CNN, and he interviews a panel of guests who are in favor of gun control, except for there's one. There's one of these guests. There's three guests here. Four total people, three guests. One of them is the Republican Party chairman from Florida, and the other two are going to make their case on CNN of all networks, right? But anyway, here's Don Lemon, an anchor at CNN, and he is interviewing some guests in favor of the gun control debate. So for those of you who think it's a good idea, here you go, and then I've got some comments for you when this clip is finished. So listen carefully.
As evidenced by the news, there is an upsurge in gun violence in the country. I spoke with a former FBI agent who talked about the issue of gun control and how the debate on the topic becomes political and polarizes many in the country.
Nobody's out killing liberals or conservatives. These guys were just out killing our fellow citizens.
And I want to expand on our discussion on gun violence. I invited columnist and writer David Sirota, syndicated columnist Michelangelo Signorelli, and Florida Republican Party Chair Jim Greer to help me flesh it out. You just heard the former FBI agent Greg McCurry talking about the political debate on gun control, saying it's people being killed, not conservatives nor liberals. And I asked my guests their thoughts.
I really don't think it's a conservative-liberal issue. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. The Republican Party is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. But we've got to find a solution to the issues where dangerous criminals are getting guns and they're hurting and killing people. I don't look to Europe to tell us how we should solve this crisis. I think we need to make sure that we have very thorough background checks, that we have very extensive gun laws.
Okay, hang on. Sure. Why not look to Europe?
Well,
because, and I'm going to get your response, I'm going to get you guys in here. Because when you look at gun violence in Europe, below the U.S., less guns in the U.S., they have problems too. They've had several of these mass killings. I think David Sirota said 9 in the past, 10 years you said, David? 11 in the past 10 years. I just reeled off 5 or 6 in the past month. They've got to be doing something right.
Well, I can tell you one thing. When you travel to Europe, I was in Paris recently, and you look on the corner, and the police are carrying Uzis and machine guns on every other corner. So when we talk about Europe and how they're enforcing gun laws and so on, they have a different relationship with their citizens. They have armed police officers with assault rifles on every corner, on every street. So there's not a lot of people doing a lot of shooting right then because they get shot a lot quicker because of their approach to law enforcement.
And Michael, but in some places in Europe, and I've been there, the police officers don't even carry guns, and you see very little violence.
That's absolutely true. Look, the problem is the laws and the restrictions are very, very lax. And we now have assault weapons available in this country. We know that's the problem as well with Mexico and the drug gangs. We know that people have access to guns who shouldn't have guns. Certainly the Virginia Tech killer, his mental stability wasn't checked. And we have right now a real paranoia on the right that is whipping people up. We have Representative Michelle Bachmann. I'd like Mr. Greer to address this, a member of his party, saying our opposition needs to be armed and dangerous.
Okay.
We have 1.2 million background checks more in the last four-month period because the right has been whipped up into thinking Barack Obama is going to take away their Second Amendment rights, and that's not true. We're talking about restrictions, not taking away all the guns.
I want to let David Sirota get in on this because, David, you were saying, you know, that's not necessarily true. I think you may agree with Mr. Greer here to some point at least, because you're saying Europe has the same problem as us.
It's a mix here. This is a mix. I mean, I think our gun laws, the end of the assault weapons ban has been a very bad thing for our country. But I think simply saying that it's a problem only of our laws is not really getting to where this problem is. I mean, I used to live in Montana. It's got a very high prevalence of people owning guns and it's got a very, very low amount of gun violence. So the amount of guns and the access of guns is only one part of this issue. There's the whole other issue of mental health, of people feeling alienated. I mean, we're a country that's under a severe amount of stress right now, and that is going to create a whole lot of problems. And I think one of those problems is this kind of thing that we're seeing. So it's a bunch of different issues, and if we're going to address it, we can't just say it's gun laws or it's not gun laws or it's a bunch of different things.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say this.
And I agree with that. I think that's very reasonable.
I'm looking country by country, and I'm just saying we have probably the worst problem than anyone else, and it's just the truth. If you look at the statistics, Japan, registration of firearms, yes. Singapore, yes. UK, yes. Netherlands, yes. Spain, yes. Germany, yes. Italy, yes. Israel, yes. Australia, yes. Canada, all guns by 2003, which will be a yes. Obviously, this is older. This is from 2002. France, yes, except sporting rifles. So Canada would be yes now. France would be yes. Switzerland, yes. Finland, yes. USA, handguns in some states. Licensing of gun owners in some states. Everybody else, yes. So what are we not getting?
Well, I don't think we need to look to those countries. I mean, you said registration. I mean, we have registration.
Well, it's registration and licensing.
Well, we need to have strong enforcement of gun laws. We need to have strong enforcement of gun laws, thorough background checks. But our founding fathers were very clear. The citizens of this country should have the right to bear arms. to ensure that they maintain a democratic society.
All right,
and
I agree.
Don, you just made all the sense in the world with the list. It makes complete sense. We have the most lax gun laws in the developed world, and we have the most violence. It's that simple. And the Second Amendment was not about people having assault weapons and being able to go out and shoot up a bunch of people. Okay. It has been distorted. We need the laws.
Mr. Gray, I'm going to give you the last word on this.
Sure, we need laws. I believe we should have very stringent laws on guns, and we should make sure that we do background checks on people that possess them and put people in jail that violate those gun laws. But we should not ban guns in this country. We should protect the Second Amendment to ensure that our government is not the only ones with guns.
Okay, there you go. There is the other side of the argument. Now, I'm going to just interject a few things here. They make some valid points, all right, especially the points about guns getting in the hands of criminals and guns getting in the hands of people who are mentally unstable. My humble opinion, I don't think there's much we're going to be able to do about that. No matter what laws that are passed, the guns are going to get into the wrong hands, into the wrong people's hands. Excuse me, that's what I meant to say. The solution is letting citizens arm themselves. You know, they brought up the Virginia Tech shooting. And, you know, since this interview, you know, we've had the Fort Hood shooting. You know, what? Both of those were in gun-free zones, ladies and gentlemen. What if the citizens would have been able to arm themselves on the Virginia Tech campus, or even at least the faculty? What if at Fort Hood, the people there would have been able to arm themselves? I think a better deterrent of, you know, against the guns getting in the hands of the wrong people is letting people have the ability to shoot back. Letting private citizens have the ability to shoot back. You are not going to keep the guns out of the criminals' hands, no matter what law you pass. It's been tried. Okay? And in the other countries that they mention, there is still violence. They are distorting the facts there a bit. There is still violence. The criminals are still getting guns. The problem is the private citizens don't have the right to defend themselves against those criminals. Just think about that. But again, I wanted to present the other side of the argument. So there you go. So I'm going to ask you, the listener, what do you think? You tell me. I'd like to get some comments from you. I'd like to get some emails from you or some comments on the blog. In the next show, I would like to discuss some of the comments that you send in, either in favor of the gun control issue or against the gun control issue. You've now heard from a politician who intends to bring this back up again. You've heard from a couple of reporters. You've heard from a reporter, excuse me, on CNN interviewing some key guests. And you've heard from Ted Nugent. And you've heard both sides. So, again, this is a you-decide type of issue. I think you know where I stand on it, but I wanted to present both sides. So, I promised this would be kind of a short show. Hopefully I've given you some things to think about here. And this is episode 20 of the Handgun World Show. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is Bob Main, your host. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Send the comments in while you are getting ready for Christmas. Think about what I just shared with you on this show and what these people have just shared with you. And go ahead and go to the blog and post the comments. Thank you again for tuning in to episode 20 of the Handgun World Show, both sides of the gun debate. Thank you for tuning in, folks, and we'll catch you next time.
Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley.